Old stories inform us of jocular things. The witch has been acted by sovereign kings to make their hearts merry and nobles also, as they on their progress a hunting would go. These were happy days when great Caesars would be familiar with subjects of every degree. Yet those that have governed these kingdoms of late has not been so pleasant till William the Great, returning to London from Limerick fight, whose courage was mingled with joy and delight. The high road he quitted for merriment's sake, and to a farmhouse straight his way he did take. In all towns and cities the subjects did throng to see great King William as he passed along. This farmer likewise he was gone with his wife, for why she had ne'er saw a king in her life. There's none but a daughter at home did remain to wait on King William and his noble train. The king with his nobles straight entered in. With this salutation they then did begin. Sweetheart, hast thou any choice country cheer to see before honest true travellers here? For what thou shalt bring us we'll willingly pay. It was our mischance to ride out of the way. Kind gentlemen, then the young lass did reply, what is in the house I will scorn to deny. 'Tis nothing but bacon and eggs, I declare. The king, he replied, that is delicate fare. With that they began for to cook it with speed, and he with his nobles did savorly feed. Whatever the cellar and house would afford, she ready and willingly brought to the board. As nappy March beer, full as brown as a berry, they all eat and drank, and were heartily merry. The damsel did wait with a country grace, yet knew not that William, our king, was in place. Then one of the nobles straight called to the maid, "Oh, where is thy father and mother?" he said. Said she, "They are rid to the next market town to see great King William of royal renown, whose conquering sword has the victory won and made the proud rebels in Ireland run. I prithee, is that such a sight to be seen? Methinks a fair maypole on this pleasant green, when milkmaids are dancing with garlands so gay, and every honest young bachelor may with his loving sweetheart dance merrily sing. Sure this is far more than the sight of a king. Why, this is most innocent pleasure alone, but yet great King William that sits on the throne has ventured his life to pull popery down. Therefore he's beloved by the best of the town. My father and mother will honor him then. Our landlord is one of his parliament men." King William, he smiled, yet little he said, but threw her 10 guineas, and thus she was paid for this wholesome dinner which she did prepare. And that noble lord, he did likewise declare, he'd give her 2 more for to buy her a ring, because she was loyal and honored her king.